Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg and Polokwane up to 20 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 21.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic on the M1 South between Kilani and Boysons, and then also moving very slowly in Kempton Park on the R21 North, heading towards the R23 Benoni exit.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Box scrum off Grant Williams not getting carried away after being named in the number 9 jumper against the Aussies, and Crystal Palace to play in the Conference League after the CAS sides with UEFA.
The Committee on Community Safety in Gauteng has called for the swift arrest of Jabulani Moyo, a trial-awaiting prisoner sought for killing two police officers. Moyo is on the run after shooting Warrant Officer Vuyisile Sintwa and Sergeant Simon Masenye in Roodepoort last week. Police have offered R150,000 reward for information on his whereabouts. Here's Committee Chairperson Bandile Masuku.
The committee demands that the suspect be hunted down, arrested, and made an example to send a clear message that such violence will not be tolerated.
And the National Health Department called for calm amid operations by anti-migrant groups barring foreign nationals from accessing health facilities. Operation Dudula is among several groups banning, or rather going to clinic gates and demanding IDs from healthcare users. They're barring entry to migrants, saying that they cause service delivery shortfalls at health facilities across the country. Meanwhile, DA leader John Steenhuisen says the party has real solutions to fix South Africa's economy and is offering them to the ANC for free. The party says this will ensure that taxpayers' money can be spent on services instead of the national dialogue.
Citizens are sick to their back teeth with plans, with talk shops, with symposiums, with colloquia, endlessly diagnosing the problems in South Africa.
The dialogue is facing mounting criticism after several legacy foundations, including the Thabo Mbeki and Steve Biko foundations, withdrew, citing a lack of budget and also insufficient preparation time. Then we stick to politics. Political analyst Sipamandla Zondi believes Floyd Shivambu lacks the charisma of the leaders of his former parties, which means he'll need to work harder to gain support for his new political organization. Over the weekend, Shivambu said he would be turning his movement, Afrika Mayibuye, into a fully fledged party.
In the South African system, you still need a personality to gain support, and I guess he's worked on his personality in both of his previous positions, but I'm not quite sure that he has gathered charisma enough that he would assist them in the manner that charisma assisted Julius Malema or former President Jacob Zuma.
Then we move abroad. It's the second week of talks around eliminating the use of single-use plastics. Countries are at loggerheads in Geneva, where the talks are being held. So plastic pollution is so commonplace that microplastics have been found in places you won't really expect. This includes the highest mountain peaks in the world, the deepest ocean trench, and even throughout the human body. What's the latest on those talks? Head to jackrandfm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Frischia, more news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just let your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
Come on, dance with me. On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
That sounds like you.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.